ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונסתיח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש הקשיר דוד בן נעמי דשיר לוי, רוח השם תנחינו בגן עדן אמן. We're learning בעזר השם this week. We have a long Shabbat we have this week. We have two פרשיות, you have פרשת ויקהל and פרשת ויקודה. And on top of that, we have פרשת החודש also. So we have a long Shabbat בעזר השם, this busy Shabbat. We'll start Be'ezer Hashem from the parasha, and then we jump to parashat HaChodesh also Be'ezer Hashem. We'll try to see a little bit from here, a little bit from there Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. We see right at the beginning of the parasha, the parasha starts off V'yakhel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael v'yomer alehem el ha'debarim asher tziva Adonai la'asot otam. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gathered all Am Yisrael. When was this? Rashi tells us it was Mahorat Yom Kippurim, after the third time that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu went up three times, and after the last time that he came down on Yom Kippurim, he came down on Yom Kippurim and Hashem told him Salahti Kedbarecha. Therefore Yom Kippurim was set aside for a day of Mehilan Silhan Kapara. And right after that, Vayakhel Moshe et kol adat ben Yisrael Mahorat Yom Kippurim. Right after Yom Kippurim, he gathered all Am Yisrael and he wanted to tell them about the Mishkan. You have to build the Mishkan. Therefore he gathered all Am Yisrael. And Rashi tells us over here, Rashi says, "Vayakhel Moshe, vayakhel hu lashon hafail, she'enu osef anashim bayadayim, ela hen yisafin al pi diburo." Rashi tells us over here that the word "vayakhel" doesn't mean that he went around and he gathered Am Israel one by one to bring them to one place. No, that wasn't the case. Ela Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, "I want everyone to come to certain place, to this place," and then he spoke to them. That means he didn't force them to come over there. He just told them, "Al pi diburo." He just told them, "I want everyone to come here," and everyone came there. What's the hadush over here? Farshim to explain that there is a big anyan over here because we have Gemara, the beginning of Masechet Sota, and the Gemara tells us over there, Daf Gimel Amud Bet, Amar bi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar bi Yonatan. כל העושה מצווה אחת בעולם הזה מקדמתו והולכת לפניו לעולם הבא. שנאמר והלך לפניך סתקיך. וכל העושה עבירה אחת בעולם הזה מלפפתו והולכת לפניו ליום הדין. שנאמר ילפתו אורחות דרכם יעלו בתוהו ויובדו. תסביר את רבי שמעון בר נחמני. Where is he telling us that any עבירה that a person does here, that עבירה is attached to them, and that Abirah is dragging that person after 120, dragging him to get punished for that Abirah that he did. And all the mitzvah the person does in this world, the mitzvah goes in front of that person and shows him where should he go to get his reward for the mitzvah that he did. Then Farshim, they explained this Gemara. He said, if you pay attention about the mitzvah says, it says here in the Gemara that the mitzvah goes in front of him. הולכת לפניו. The mitzvah, the malach that was created from that mitzvah that the person did, he goes in front of him and tells him, listen, come after me, I'm going to show you the reward that you're going to get for doing that mitzvah. That means the mitzvah goes in front of him, like the pasuk says, והלך לפניך סתקיך. The malach that was created from the mitzvah that he did, he goes in front of you. However, by the abira, it says, מלפפתו והולכת אתו ליום הדין. It surrounds him and grabs him and taking him to get punished. Why? It's very obvious. Why? Because if you want to punish the person, you don't tell him, follow me, I'm gonna punish you over there. Why would he follow you? He's going to run away. If you're telling him, follow me, I'm going to give you reward over there in that place, I'm going to reward you, then you don't have to drag him, you don't have to hold his hand. For sure he's going to come after you to get his reward. But if he's going to get punished for anything that he did, you cannot tell him, follow me. He's not going to follow you. You have to hold him with two hands. You have to hold him, put him handcuffs, and drag him to the place to get punished for it. That's how the Farshim explained. And here, by us, here, Moshe Rabbeinu, why he wanted to gather all Am Israel, what he wanted to tell Am Israel, obviously, everyone expected that Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering Am Yisrael for what? He is going to tell them all the mitzvot that Hashem taught him the 40 days he was in Har Sinai. By Matan Torah, Am Yisrael, they heard Anuchi Velo Elecha, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other eight mitzvot, eight debrot we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's much more in the Torah. And they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, he went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, instead of there 40 yom, 40 layla to get the Torah. And after he came back the first time, they did Avon Aigel, he broke the Lelchot, went up second time, and went up third time. Now here, after he came down the last time, in Yom Kippurim, Maharat Yom Kippurim, he gathered them. So Mistama, he's going to tell them all the mitzvot that Hashem commanded him to do, to tell to Am Yisrael to do. So here Am Yisrael, they expected that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them all the mitzvot. And who knows if the if all the mitzvot, probably it's going to be hard for them to keep the mitzvot. Probably it's going to be, it's going to require a lot of from the person. He has to put a lot of effort into keeping the mitzvot. To keep the person should keep all the Torah mitzvot, you need to put a lot of effort in it. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not need to gather them, to collect them, and drag them to tell them the mitzvot. Ela לשון הפעיל, שאינו אוסף אנשים בידיים, אלא הן נאספים על פי דיבורו. Here, the Rashi is telling us the Shebach of Am Yisrael, even though Am Yisrael, they knew that they're going to get all kinds of restrictions. Now, many things that they were allowed to do before, now the Torah is given, they're not allowed to do it. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give them all the details, what's Asur, what's not Mutar, and all these things, all the restrictions, even though Am Yisrael, they knew that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them. Nevertheless, they did not need to be gathered by hand, unlike when the person is dragging him to do something that he doesn't like, you need to drag him. Here, they were doing it willingly. Here, to show us the ma'ala of Am Yisrael, that even though they know that they're going to get restrictions, nevertheless, they went and they did it. They only al-Pid Borosh and Moshe Rabbeinu, they were gathered to hear, they want to keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what here we could explain about Rashi. But we could also explain it a little bit in a different way. We told you a few times the Hatam Sofer, he tells us in a few places the Hatam Sofer brings it, but we'll read it from Torah Moshe in Parashat Vayishlach, Dafkuf Lamed Amud Beit. Here he's talking about something else, but we'll get to our idea that we want to bring out. He says here the Hatam Sofer, כבר כתבתי כמה פעמים במה שהשריש רשי דלא שייך לקיחה באדם אלא אם לקחו בדברים. Said, no such a thing that he gonna take a person from one place to different place, no such a thing. He cannot take a person from one place to the other place unless if you convince him. Just by you dragging him, holding him and putting him in different place doesn't mean that you put him in that other place. Why? Because you see what happened with Lot. After they kidnapped Lot, all the four Melachim, they took Lot and they took him with them. And the Pasuk said, Vehu Yoshev B'Sodom. Who Yoshev B'Sodom? He was living in Sodom. Or the Pasuk said, he is living in Sodom. After they took him, after they kidnapped him, the Pasuk said, Vehu Yoshev B'Sodom. It's not true. Over there also Hatam Sofer says, no, what does it mean, Vehu Yoshev B'Sodom? Who Yoshev B'Sodom, his mind is still in Sodom. Even though they took him, they kidnapped him, they put him in a different place, but that person is still considered to be in Sodom. Why? Because his mind is still connected with Sodom. The only way that he could take the person from one place to a different place, if you convince him that the other place is better for you, then it's considered that you took the person. Therefore, many times Rashi said, "Kach et Aharon." What do you mean, "Kach et Aharon"? "Kachehu bedbarim." You cannot take a person from one place. You have to convince him. Kahinu b'dvarim. Talk to him, convince him. That's the only way of taking a person. And he explained, ki haguf enenu ha'adam, ela tik asui me'afar, ubtokha tik ha'humri netamun ha'adam, shehu ha'sechel ha'pnimi. He said, the main part of the person is the neshama, the soul that's inside him, not the body. The body, probably you could drag the body from one place, put him in a different place. But the main part of that entity is the soul in him. על כן, אם תקח האדם בעל כורחו ותזיזהו ממקום למקום, אבל חפצו ורצונו פנימי איננו עמו, הלו, הוא לקח את האדם, הוא לא לקח את האדם, אלא גוש עפר, הזיז ממקום זה למקום אחר. אבל מחשבתו ורצונו נשאר במקום הראשון, עד שיקחהו בדברים שיתה את לבו מחשבתו למקום שהוא רוצה. ואז נוקח האדם. So that's the only way you can take a person as well, by convincing him. Here the Torah says, "Vayakel Moshe et kol adat ben Israel." Moshe when he gathered all Am Israel, he told them to come. Probably the person might come and argue and say, "Listen, I understand that Am Israel, all of them, they came over there, But still, their mind is not to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Their mind is a different place. And if their mind is not to hear the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not called as if he gathered Am Yisrael. It's not called gathering. Therefore, the Pasuk said, "Hene safin al pi diboru," Rashi tells us, "Ve'yakel Moshe lashon nafail." He did not have to force them to bring them. Why? Because if he's going to force them to bring them to one place, it's not considered that he gathered them. Why? Because the person is where his mind belonged to. That's also Hatam Sofer. Many other places also Hatam Sofer. So that's what happened by Am Yisrael. Wherever Am Yisrael go in any galut, we still Lebiba Mizrah ve'anuchi b'sof ma'arab. Even though we are the end of Judah's world, but still our mind is where? In Eretz Yisrael. So still we're considered as if we're sitting ala adama ashay shem elokecha notin lach. That's here what the explained to us. So that's what Rashi here is telling us. Not enough that he gathered Am Yisrael to one place. That's not called gathering. Ella ne'esafin al pi diburo. He convinced them that all keeping all the mitzvot is for your benefit. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep the mitzvot for what? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care if we keep the mitzvot or not? Hashem is telling us for our benefit. Therefore, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, al pi diburo, he convinced them, that's called real gathering. Otherwise, it's not called gathering. And we see, and the next pasuk tells us, Sheshet yamim te'ase melacha, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he commanded Am Yisrael to build the Mishkan, like Hashem told him, V'asu li mukdash shachinti betucham, Moshe, before he came to tell them the mitzvah of the building the Mishkan, he told them about mitzvah Shabbat. He starts off, Sheshet yamim te'ase melacha, v'yom shvi'i lachem kodesh, Shabbat Shabbaton ladunai. Kol ha'asi bo melacha yumat, lo teba'aru esh, then after that, ויאמר משה לכל ענת בני ישראל לאמור, זה דבר שסופה שנאמור, קחו מתיכם תרומה לשם, you have to build the משכן. But before he commanded them to build the משכן, he told them about the מצווה of Shabbat. And Rashi tells us, הקדים להם אזהרת שבת לצווי מלאכת המשכן, why? לומר שאינו דוחה את השבת. To teach them that don't think that because Hashem wanted you to build the משכן, that you're going to build the משכן 7 days a week, including Shabbat. He said, no. Shabbat, you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was warning Am Yisrael, and he was telling them, Sheshet yamim te'ase melacha, not yom shabbi'i. Even though I'm commanding you to build the Mishkan, you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. That's what Rashi told us over here. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he told us the Anyan of Shabbat, right next, the Anyan of Melechet HaMishkan. Why to teach us that Mishkan is not to Hay Shabbat? Alright, the problem is, that we have a pasuk in Parashat Kitsa, we see it in last week's parasha. We see pasuk said, "Ve'ata daber el bnei Israel lemor, ach et shabbatotai tishmoru, ki ot hi bnei ubnechem ledorotechem, lada'at ki ani Adonai mikadishchem." The pasuk says here, "Ach et shabbatotai tishmoru." What's ach? We all know that the word ach or the word rak, it's coming to exclude something. Achin ve'rakin ba'in lema'ait. Here it says, "Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru." What does mean, "Ach Shabbatotai"? Rashi says, "Af al pi shetihyu redufin wizrizin bizrizut hamelacha Shabbat al tedachem paneha. Kol achin verakin mi'utin hen lelamed lema'et Shabbat melechet hamishkan." Here you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, told him, "Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru." That means, even though I'm commanding you to build the Mishkan, don't think that you should build the Mishkan on Shabbat also. Ach, no. Ach, it's coming to exclude the Mishkan from Shabbat. You're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. So you see, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru. How come Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't tell Bnei Israel, Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru? He told them the Anyan of Shabbat before the Anyan of the Mishkan, to teach them that Mishkan is not Dohei Shabbat. Why he didn't use the same language Hashem told him? Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru. Hashem also, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to be Dohei Shabbat for the Mishkan. Why do I need different limud over here to be masmich la'anyan of Shabbat or anyan of the Mishkan? So now Hashem already told him, Ach Shabbatotai Tshmoru. And not only this, in Farshim they ask, I said, I don't understand the whole thing. Why do I need limud to teach me that I'm not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat? Why would I have thought that I could build the Mishkan on Shabbat? Because of this, I need the pasuk. Why would I make a mistake to think that it's okay to build the Mishkan on Shabbat? How could that be? Why? Because we all know to build the Mishkan is mitzvah aseh. ויחסו לי מקדש ושכנתי בתוכם, יש מוזמן תביל את המשכן. בתחילות שבת, it has two problems, חילול שבת. There's מזווה, לא תעשה כל מלאכה, ירנת אלא תדעו, אין לי מלאכה און שבת. אני פסוק סייד, ביום שבעי תשבות. You have עשה, אין לא תעשה. Even though we have a rule, the Gemara tells us a few places, that עשה דוחי לא תעשה, the person's keeping מזוות עשה, and at the same time, he's עובר על מזוות לא תעשה, we have a rule, עשה דוחי לא תעשה. The עשה overpowers the מזוות לא תעשה. Just a famous example the Gemara brings down, like tzitzit, if you have techelet in the tzitzit, then Hachaim tell us that even though the Torah says lo tilbash sha'atnin simur fushtim yahtav, however if you have the talit, it's made out of techelet, out of pishtan, and when you put the tzitziot made out of tzimer, are you allowed to? He said yes, you are allowed to. Why? Because asay do haylo ta'asay. The pasuk said, "Gidilim ta'asil lach al arba'a kenfut kesutikha shetikha siba." It overpowers the sur of lot al-bash sha'atniz. Therefore, the parasha, parashat ki tetzet, it writes these two psukim one after the other. Lot al-bash sha'atniz, simur fushtim yahdav. Right after that, "Gidilim ta'asil lach al arba'a kenfut kesutikha shetikha siba." What's the connection between these two psukim? Why the Torah wrote them next to each other? To teach us that to do mitzvat asay of tetzet is dohe lot asay of kilayim. That's a famous, everyone knows. But here, we have a problem here. But to build the Mishkan is Muzbat Aseh. To do Halul Shabbat is Aseh and Lot Aseh. There's Lot Aseh Kol Melecha, there's Beyon Shabbat Yishbot. There's Aseh and Lot Aseh. And the Muzbat Aseh doesn't push off Aseh and Lot Aseh together. Muzbat Aseh pushes off only Lot Aseh. But in Aseh, do Halul Aseh ve Aseh. So if that's the case, even without any psukim, without the word Ach Shabbat Yishmor, without the word Ach, which is Baal Lema'ayt, it's coming to teach us to exclude the Mishkan from Shabbat, even without this pasuk, why would I have thought that it's okay to build the Mishkan on Shabbat? It's not okay. Why? Because the Mishkan is Aseh, Shabbat Aseh, velo Ta'aseh. So it's still Asur. I don't need none of these dirashot. Why the Torah is emphasizing? Said Ach Shabbat Yishmor. It sounds like without this pasuk, I would have thought it's okay to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. But why? Doesn't make sense. That's a question that we have to understand by Ezra Hashem Itbarach. Just as a side point, I saw here the Pardes Yosef. He brings down Pardes Yosef here in Parashat Kitsa on this pasuk. He brings down here in Ot Lamed Zayin. He quotes here the Bartanura, Rabbeinu Obadiah Bartanura ala Torah. הקשה גם כן, למה צריך קירה דה משכן? למה צריך קירה? דה משכן אינו דוחה שבת. אין עשה דוחה לא תעשה ועשה. Our question. Why do I need special פסוק? Teach me that דה משכן יקנת בלת דלון שבת. It's obvious. ותרץ, אפילו מחמר שהוא רק בלב, also you're not allowed to do it. He said, he felt that there's a problem here. So he says the פסוק is coming to teach us that even מחמר, you're not allowed to do for the Mishkan. What's Mechamer? You put the krashim on the wagon, and they're dragged by the shvarim, by the oxes, by the bulls, whatever it is, and now you want to just drag them. You're Mechamer Ahar Behemto. Mechamer Ahar Behemto, there's only Lo Ta'aseh. If someone did Melacha with his Behema on Shabbat, he took the Behema, and he carried something on it, and he was dragging the behemah, walking with the behemah. But the behemah has something on top of her, and it has load on top of her. And he took her from Rishut Yahid, Rishut Rabim, and he did melacha with it. That's called Hutza'ah, melacha. He did melacha with the behemah. Is he hayab mita for this? He's not hayab mita. He said, the person is hayab mita only if he did the abira, not if his behemah did the abira. If his behemah did the abira, then he's ober. You're not allowed to do melacha with your behemah. That's only lo ta'aseh. There's no hayub mita over here. If he did the hotza'ah, he's hayab mita. But if he caused his behemah to do the hotza'ah, he was walking with his behemah and while she's doing hotza'ah, he was walking with the behemah while the behemah was plowing the field. There's no hayub mita on it. There's only hayub lo ta'aseh. So if that's the case, he said, I would have thought without this pasuk, Achcha betotay tshmoru lo Pardes Yosef wants to say, that's why I need this pasuk. Why? Because without this pasuk, I would have thought probably it's okay to be mechamer achar behema for the purposes of carrying the krashim for the mishkan. I would have thought it's okay. Why? Because to build the mishkan is aseh. And what's the asur of dragging the behema that carrying the woods for the mishkan? So only lo ta'aseh. So aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. That's an obvious rule. Therefore, we need the Torah here to teach me even this you're not allowed to do. But according to the way that we are explaining, we said that we don't understand chaorat to build the mishkan is only aseh. And the Shabbat is aseh velo ta'aseh. Why do I need special limud? Obviously, in aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Even without this pasuk, I know that you cannot be dohe Shabbat. So that's it. He tried to answer as we said, but it's still we'll understand by the Hashem Itbarach also a little bit differently. And as I said, this Shabbat also we're going to be reading the Parashat Shabbat, the Parashat HaChodesh. But Parashat HaChodesh basically is talking about Shabbat HaGadol, talking about that pasuk said Be'asor LaChodesh Hazeh Ve'ikhu Lahem Ish Se LeBet Avot Se LaBayit. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Am Israel that in the 10th day of the month of Nisan, what should you do? You should take the sheep, you should take the tale, and prepare it until the Erev Pesach, the 14th of the month, then Vishachatu Oto, Kol Kehal Adat Israel Ben Arbaim. You have to prepare it. And the famous midrash that everyone knows, also brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Bechot Pesach, the beginning, Siman Tav Lamed, about the Shabbat HaGadol. That was the miracle that Am Israel experienced back then. That was the big miracle that happened to Am Israel. What was the miracle? The Torah tells us over here. He says here, Shabbat shelifnei Pesach korin oto Shabbat HaGadol. Why? Lefi shenayasa, big miracle for Am Israel. Back then, at the last Shabbat that Am Israel, they were in Mitzrayim, a big miracle happened to them. Why? Deita b'seder olam, that what? That Pesach Mitzrayim makahu b'asur l'chodesh. Kedekhtib b'asur l'chodesh. Zeh b'kul ha'im ish se l'bot se l'bayit. Upesach sheyasu Yisrael Mitzrayim haya b'yom hamishi. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat tells us that Am Israel, what day of the week they left Mitzrayim? They left on Thursday. That's what the Gemara tells us Masechet Shabbat. So Thursday was the 15th of the month. Why? Because the Pasuk said M'ahorat ha'Pesach yaseu b'nei Yisrael m'yeres Mitzrayim b'yad ramah l'anei kol Mitzrayim. Mahorat HaPesach, what's Mahorat HaPesach? The day after they brought Korban Pesach, which is the day after the 14th of Nisan, that means 15th of Nisan, first day of Pesach, they left Mitzrayim. That means 15th of the month was on Thursday. So 10th of the month when Hashem commanded them to bring the Taleh, it was Shabbat obviously, go back 5 days. The Asur LaChodesh was on Shabbat. So, נמצא שעשירים לחודש היה שבת ולקחו להם כל אחד סל פסחו וקשרו אותו בקרעי מטתו ושאלו המצרים למה זה לכם וישיבום לשוחתו לשם פסח במזוות השם עלינו והיו שניהם כהות עד ששוחתים את אלוהיהם ולא היו רשאים לומר להם דבר ועד שם אותו הנס קוראים אותו שבת הגדול. Let's hear what the Torah tells us. So since that all the מצרים they saw Am Israel they're taking the sheep on Shabbat and they asked them what is this sheep for? The Mitzrayim, they used to worship the sheep. And Am Israel is taking the sheep, each one dragging the sheep, and is tying it next to his bed. And they asked him, what are all these sheep for? Why do you need them? What happened today? Told him, listen, in a few days, we're going to bring it as a Korban. We're going to kill that. We're going to shecht it. We're going to bring it as a Korban to our God. The Mitzrayim, they say, it was their God. So as if Am Israel, they were telling the Mitzrayim, we're going to kill your God. We're going to bring it to our God, Korban. So the Mitzrayim, they wanted to kill them. But they couldn't do anything. A miracle happened. They couldn't touch Am Israel. Therefore, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Let's see what the Torah tells us. And Bet Yosef, he adds also a few things. He said that when the Mitzrayim, they heard that that's what Am Israel are saying, they knew until now, everything what Moshe Rabbeinu said came 100%. Here now, Am Israel is telling them that in a few days, Makat Bechorot is going to come and we're going to bring Korban Pesach and we're going to shecht your God. All the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim, they got so scared. Why? Because they knew that they are going to die. So they came to their fathers, they came to Paro and they told them, listen, let Ben Israel go. Paro said, no, we're not going to let them go. They had a fight between the Mitzrayim themselves. The Bechorim, they wanted Am Israel to leave. Why? Because soon they are going to die. Makat Bechorot is coming. And the Pharaoh doesn't want to let them go. So to fight between the Mitzrayim themselves, that's what the Pasuk said. doesn't say the Makkeh Bechorim Mitzrayim, doesn't say that Hashem, he killed the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim. He killed the Mitzrayim with their own Bechorim. Their own Bechorim, they killed their own Mitzrayim. That's why it was a miracle that happened. But he asked Bet Yosef, said, Ve'im Tomar, לפי טעם זה, הווה ליה למוקרה לכולו יומן, מעשור לחודש, עד ערב הפסח, ימים גדולים. לכולם נעשה הנס. How come, החיים, they tell us, the נס, שבת הגדול, שבת הגדול. What's special about שבת הגדול? Because the miracle happened, they saw them, they're taking their God. So they saw them only on Shabbat. Saw them Shabbat, Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 days they saw them. So you were supposed to call all these 5 days, ימים גדולים. Not שבת הגדול. Not only the first day they saw them. Every day, 5 days they saw them. Why the Hakaim said, no, Shabbat HaGadol. Yamim Gedolim to call them. 5 days, 5 big days that happened. Miracle to Am Israel. He answers Bet Yosef. The main miracle was at the beginning. The first time that they saw it was on Shabbat. That was the biggest miracle that happened to them. After that, on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, they saw them from the day before. They got used to it a little bit. The main miracle that happened was the first day. And since that the first day was Shabbat, therefore it's called Shabbat HaGadol. That's what Bet Yosef answers. Comes along the Bach, said, I don't understand. Even with the Pirush of the Bet Yosef, I still have a big problem. Why they called it Shabbat HaGadol? What does this have to do with Shabbat? You have to call it Asiri HaGadol. What was the miracle? The first day, according to the Bet Yosef, the first day that they took the sheep, it was 10th of the month. It was a big miracle that happened to them. That means Asiri HaGadol, 10th HaGadol, not Shabbat HaGadol. What does this have to do with Shabbat? It happened to be that year, the 10th of the month fell on Shabbat. But the miracle had nothing to do with Shabbat. The miracle was the first day that they took the sheep, which is the 10th of the month. Why they call it Shabbat HaGadol? It's supposed to be Asiri HaGadol. That's the question they asked the Bach. And the Bach, he wants to answer. He said, no, since that we saw that Am Israel, they crossed the Jordan River at the time of Yahushua ben Nun. They crossed the Jordan River on the 10th of the 10th of Nisan, that same day, not same day, many years after, but that same date, 10th of Nisan. So he said, the Bach, he said, therefore, Hachanim, they did not want people to be confused between the miracle that happened, the 10th of Nisan at the times of Yahushua, that they crossed the Jordan River, with the miracle that happened the 10th of Nisan when Am Israel, they were in Mitzrayim. So if they're going to call it Asiri HaGadol, people they might think, what's Asiri HaGadol? For sure, now we're celebrating today Asiri HaGadol. Why? What's so special? To remember the miracle that happened with Yahushua. So no. We don't want to get mixed up with this. Therefore, they call it Shabbat HaGadol, not Asiri HaGadol. If you're going to call it Asiri HaGadol, people might get mixed up with the different miracle that happened with Am Israel many years after. Therefore, they call it Shabbat HaGadol. That's what it says over here. All right, we'll get to the other Mefarshim soon, Be'ezer Hashem. But that's what the Bach is telling us, beautiful Pirushim. That's therefore they call it Shabbat HaGadol, not Asiri HaGadol. Now, do you remember we spoke a few times? We have the Ramban tells us in Parashat Bo, the Pasuk over there is talking about Makat Erbe. The Pasuk says over there, Hineni mebi mahar Erbe b'gvulecha. Moshe was warning Parao, if you're not going to let go of Am Israel, you're going to bring Makat Erbe. All the grasshopper, all the kind of Erbe, many kinds of Erbe came. So all this Erbe is going to come if you're not going to let us go. All right. The Ramban writes, Amru ha-mefarshim laka ibn Ezra, shehayu yamim rabbim ben Makat ha-barad u Makat ha-erbe, ba'avur ha-tzomeyach lachim min ha-sadeh. So the mefarshim ibn Ezra wants to say, the Pasuk said about Makat Erbe, that Makat Erbe, the Erbe is going to come, is going to eat all the produce that grew from Makat Barad until now. The Erbe is going to come, destroy everything. It's going to eat everything. So he said, if that's the case, you have to give it some time, because the Barad says last week in Parashat Vayera, the end of Parashat Vayera, Makat Barad came, destroyed everything on the ground, destroyed it. Everything was destroyed. So you have to give it time for everything to grow until the Barad is going to come, is going to destroy whatever grew. So you need to give it time to grow. So therefore he said to Ibn Ezra, it was many days between Makat Barad and Makat Erbe. The Ramban continues, not such a Yamim Rabim, not a long time. Why? I said, only 1 month, maybe two, 3 weeks between them. Not more than that. He says here, כי בידוע הוא שלא נמשך דין המצריים יותר משנה. כי משנות משה רבנו ידוע זה. He said, the makot that they came on the מצריים, all the 10 makot, did not last more than 12 months. משפט רשעים began, נם לגמרא said, 12 months, that's what happened with the מצריים in מצרים. They were punished only 12 months. וכמו ששנו במסכת עדויות, משפט המצריים במצרים 12 חודש. המשנה said, clear the מסכת עדויות, 12 months the מצריים, they were punished. אם כן, he says, היה בשנה ההיא עצמה. All the 10 מכות, it happened within 1 year. He says here, והברד היה בשנה ההיא עצמה. אם כן, היה הברד בחודש אדר בשנה ההיא, לא קודם לכן. כי הסעורה אביב והחטה אפלה, ולא הזיק אליה אם יקיה הברד מה ששמח ממנה, כי תשוב ותצמיח. ועדיין לא פרחה הגפן, ולא נסו הלנות. וכך אמר כתוב, ואת כל עשה שדה שבר. כשבר הענפים והפירות, ואחר כן כחודש ימים בניסן, שמחה חיטה וקוסמת, והתחילו העצים להוציא פרח, ואז בא הרבה ואכל פרחיהם והשחית הכל. אשר לא שאיר פרח ולא ציץ. He says here, he says that מכת ברד, it came during the month of Adar, said not before that. Why? Because before that, the barad is not going to have so much damage on the produce, because they didn't really start to sprout. During the month of Adar, that's the time when everything starts to sprout, and the Barad came, destroyed everything. And in between Makat Barad and Makat Arbeh, if Makat Barad happened Chodesh Adar, Makat Arbeh, he's saying here the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, said it happened in Chodesh Nisan. Makat Arbeh happened Chodesh Nisan. وبحودش هزي بعصمون قالوا. And in that same month, they left Mitzrayim. Now, let's do some calculation. He doesn't tell us here the Ramban which day of the month Makat Arbeh started. He didn't tell us, but he told us Makat Arbeh happened during the month of Nisan. When during the month of Nisan? There is no time. Within that same month, the 15th day of the month, they left Mitzrayim. And they still have Makat Arbeh, Makat Hoshech, and Makat Bechorot. Three Makot within 14 days. So there's no time. The Midrash tells us all the Makot that happened in the Mitzrayim, every Makat lasted for 7 days. Like the Pasuk by Makat Dam, it was 7 days. Every Makat happened for 7 days. So here, you have Makat Arbeh, and Hoshech, and Bechorot. All of them happened during the month of Nisan. There's no time, so we must explain the minimum that we could say that the Makat Arbeh started the first day of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan start Makat Arbeh, because there's no time. You have to fit three Makot within 14 days. There's no time. So let's start, let's take the extreme. Makat Arbeh started the first day of Nisan. When did it finish? 7 days. Seventh day of Nisan, Makat Arbeh finished. Stop. Now after Arbeh, you have Makat Hoshech. Makat Hoshech, how many days lasted? It's also the Mefarshim, they ask, said, Chaura, Makat Hoshech, it's also a question on its own. Why Makat Hoshech, it was different from all the other Makot? All the other Makot, they lasted for 7 days. Makat Hoshech says clearly in the Pasuk, Shloshet Yamim, it was 3 days, but Rashi tells us not necessarily 3 days, it's not precise 3 days. It said, Shloshet Yamim, 3 days, Lo Ra'u Ish et Ahiv, they didn't see each other. And another 3 days, that Lo Kamu Ish Tahtav Shloshet Yamim. רשי תלדס מפסוק כפפת, סד והי חושך אפלה בכל ארץ מצרים 3 ימים, חושך של אופל שלא ראו איש את אחיו אותן 3 ימים, ועוד 3 ימים אחרים, חושך מוכפל על זה, שלא קמו איש מתחתיו. It means מכת חושך, it was 3 days, and another 3 days. So how come the מפרשים, they ask, how come מכת חושך, it did not last 7 days, like all the other מכות? Here it says it was 3 days and another 3 days. And why they call it 3 days plus another 3 days? Why they didn't call it 6 days? Makat Hoshech happened for 6 days. Why not? Let's call it 6 days Makat Hoshech. Why the Pasuk calls it 3 days? If it lasted for 6 days, the Pasuk was supposed to say Makat Hoshech was 6 days. And then Rashi is going to tell us the first 3 days only they didn't see each other. The other 3 days, it was very heavy, concentrated, whatever that means, Hoshech. Therefore, they couldn't move. But Makat Hoshech was 6 days. Why the Pasuk calls it was only 3 days, if it was for 6 days? And the Midrash tells us, Midrash Rabbah on this Pasuk, he says, the Midrash Rabbah, he said, Makat Hoshech happened 6 days, and the seventh day, every Makat happened 7 days. The seventh day, it happened by Kriat Yamsuf. Pasuk says over there, Vayi ha'anan v'ha'hoshech v'ya'eret ha'layla v'lo karab zeh el zeh kol ha'layla. Vayi ha'anan v'ha'hoshech, there was also darkness by Kriat Yamsuf on the Mitzrayim. It was Makat Hoshech on the Mitzrayim. That was the seventh day of Makat Hoshech. But in Mitzrayim, they had 6 days Makat Hoshech. But still, the Torah calls it 3 days. And Rashi tells us 3 days plus 3 days. Why didn't call it 6 days and that's it? It's a question on its own. Why Makat Hoshech was different than all the other Makot? But now, forget about this. We'll get back to this question. Now we said Makat Arbeit started Rosh Chodesh Nisan and finished 7th day of Nisan. Now Makat Hoshech has to start right after. Anyway, Makat Hoshech, there was no Hatra'a for Makat Hoshech, there was no warning. And now between the 7th day of Makat Arbeit finished, the day after the height of the month, the 8th day of the month of Nisan, yeah, now we have to count 6 days before Makat Hoshech. The first 3 days didn't see each other. Another 3 days, they couldn't even move. So it was from the 8th day of Nisan until the 13th, the 14th of Nisan, was Makat Hoshech. If that's the case, the Farshim, they asked, said, hello, what's going on here with the tour? Said, it was a big miracle that happened for Am Israel. They saw them, they're taking the sheep, and they couldn't say anything. They said, come on, it was Makat Hoshech. It was Makat Hoshech, they didn't see anything. It was Makat Hoshech during that time. That goes according to the Ramban. It was Makat Hoshech, so they didn't say anything. So how do you call it a big miracle? I don't see miracle here at all. So I saw that they bring down from Rabbi Yoel Mestatmer, he wants to say that Makat Hoshech, he wants also to answer the question, how come Makat Hoshech, it doesn't say in the Torah it lasted for 6 days, there's only 3 days. Because it says Makat Hoshech, it happened 3 days plus another 3 days. It didn't happen 6 days, one after the other. It said no, 3 days, and there was a pause, then another 3 days. Why? Why is it like this? Because it's based on the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us in Parashat Bo, Parashat Yud Dalit, Siman Gimal, said, Hoshech, lama hebi alehen itbarach shemo shelo kadosh baruch hu? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring Makat Hoshech on the Mitzrayim? For what? He could have brought different Makkah. Why Davka Hoshech? Every Makkah. The Midrash asks, why Hashem brought Makkah down? Why Sefertaya? Why Kini? Why Arab? Now we get to Hoshech. Why he brought Makat Hoshech? He says here in the Midrash, She'en lefanav masofanim. Vehu hoker leb ubuhin kilayot. ולפי שהיו פושעים בישראל שהיה להן פטרונים מן המצרים והיה להן שם עושר וכבוד ולא היו רוצים לצאת. Since that there were a lot of people from Am Israel, they were very rich and they had a good position in the government, they have titles in the government, so he said they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. It's good for them in Mitzrayim. They didn't want to leave. They were Rasha'im. Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu, what am I going to do? Ima bi alehin makkah bifarhesya, if I'm going to kill them, what the Mitzrayim are going to say? Yomru Mitzrayim, kishem she'abar alehinu kachabar alehin. Same thing that happened to us, happened to the Jews also. See, all of them also. Many of them, they died also. Not many of them. Hakim tell us, 4/5 of Am Israel, they died. V'hamushim alu b'nei Israel m'es Mitzrayim, only 1/5. They were zochei to leave Mitzrayim. 4/5, they died in Makat Hoshech. So what the Mitzrayim are gonna say? Same way they got punished, the Am Israel also got punished. So it doesn't mean that the God of Am Israel has shalom, because they also got punished. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what am I gonna do? He said, therefore, Abi al Mitzrayim Hoshech Shlosha Yamim, kidei shiyu kubrin et metehem, velo yu roin otam sonehem, veyu mishabbehin laKadosh Baruch Hu al kach. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Makat Hoshech. Why? So that Am Israel, those the 4/5 of Am Israel that they did not deserve to leave Mitzrayim, they are going to die during Makat Hoshech, and they're going to bury them during Makat Hoshech, and the Mitzrayim, no one sees anything, so there's no Halul Hashem, no one's going to say anything. The Mitzrayim, they're not going to say the same thing happened to us, it happened to Am Israel, they didn't see. It was Makat Hoshech. That's the reason why Hashem brought Makat Hoshech on the Mitzrayim. Otherwise, he would have brought different type of Makkah. why he brought Makat Choshech? To punish the Rishaim of Am Israel. He says the Rabbi Yoel Mistatmer, he said, if that's the case, we must say that Makat Choshech did not happen on Shabbat. Why? Because the purpose Hashem brought Makat Choshech. Why? Because the Mitzrayim, they shouldn't see Am Israel dying. And therefore Hashem brought Makat Choshech. So the Rishaim, they're going to die, they're going to bury them. But on Shabbat, you cannot bury someone on Shabbat. So it's, if that's the case, there's no point of bringing Makat Choshech on Shabbat. So he said, that's exactly what the Pasuk said. Ve'yi Choshech Afila, before Shabbat, it was Choshech 3 days. Shabbat, there was no Choshech. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there was again Makat Choshech. Therefore, the Pasuk said the Makat Choshech was only 3 days. 3 days before Shabbat and 3 days after Shabbat. And on Shabbat, there was no Makat Choshech. If that's what he's saying, to explain the Pasuk, why the Pasuk called Makat Choshech 3 days happened only. Now, we understand the nest that happened on Shabbat, it was only on Shabbat. The Abah, he asked, he said, why didn't call it Asiri HaGadol? Because if it wasn't Shabbat, if the 10th of the month wasn't Shabbat, Makat Choshech would have continued. The only reason why Makat Choshech stopped on the 10th of the month, because it was Shabbat. So therefore, he said, it's called Shabbat HaGadol, not Asiri HaGadol. Why? Because if it was because of the Asiri, there's no reason why Makat Choshech should stop. Only because of Shabbat, the Makat Choshech stopped. And this answers also the way the Ramban is explaining that Makat Choshech happened within Shabbat HaGadol. So how come he called it Shabbat HaGadol? They didn't see anything. He said, no, you're right. 3 days before, they didn't see. 3 days after, they didn't see. But on Shabbat, they did see. Therefore, this answers the Baht, answers Bet Yosef, answers all the questions. Also, Bet Yosef, what a question of the Bet Yosef. Why they call it Asiriya Gadol? Why Shabbat Gadol? You're supposed to call it Yamim Gedolim. So there's no Yamim Gedolim. The other days they did not see anything. Only because of Shabbat. That's what the Muslim they saw. And they wanted to kill Am Israel. And Hashem saved us. They couldn't touch Am Israel. Therefore, it's called Shabbat Gadol, not Asiriya Gadol, and not Yamim Gedolim. Now it fits a perfect match. Now, we go back here also to the tour. And we have here the Prisha. He gives us different reason why they called it Shabbat HaGadol. He says here, Rabbi Mordechai Yafe Baal HaLevush Katav Vezele Shono Uma Shetolin Hanes B'Shabbat Velo B'Yom Asiri L'Chodesh. The question of the Bach, he said, Eze Yom Sheyeh M'Pene Shelo B'Hanes Ela Alide Shmirat HaShabbat שהם פני שידעו המצרים שהיו ישראל שומרים את השבת במצרים, כדאית במדרש בשמות רבה, היו מתמיהים שהיו מטפלים בסה בשבת, ועל ידי כך שאלו אותם, לכך קוראים אותו דווקא שבת הגדול, עד כאן לשנונו. He says here, he said, since that עם ישראל they were keeping שבת also on מצרים, like the מדרש רבה, זה פרשת שמות, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro and told him, if someone has a Ibed, if he's not going to let his Ibed rest 1 day a week, he's not going to have power, he's not going to have strength to serve you more. Therefore, you have to let them rest a day a week. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, no problem, let them rest 1 day a week. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, let them rest on Shabbat. So in the zechut of Moshe Rabbeinu, Am Israel, they kept Shabbat. That's what brought down the Midrash. So he said, everyone knew that Am Israel, in Mitzrayim, they were keeping Shabbat. And the Mitzrayim, now they saw them on Shabbat, each one taking the taleh, how come you're doing Hilul Shabbat today? What happened? He told them, listen, in a few days Hashem is going to bring Makat Bechorot and we're going to kill your Abudah Zarah. And therefore they wanted to harm Am Israel, but the miracle happened, they couldn't touch them. ואני שמעתי פרישה, he adds here, לפי שהיו יודעים שאסור לעשות קשר בשבת, וראו אותם קושרים בקרעי מטתם, לכך שאלו אותם. He said, since that Am Israel, they were tying each one that was tying this sheep to his bed. Are you allowed to tie on Shabbat? So if it wasn't Shabbat, they wouldn't have asked them that question. Only because it was Shabbat and they knew that Am Israel, they kept Shabbat in Mitzrayim. Therefore, they asked him that question and they answered them that we're going to kill your God. And a miracle happened, they couldn't harm them. But if it wasn't Shabbat, it was regular Asiri of the month, then the Mitzrayim, they would never have asked Am Israel. See them tying, so what? During the week you could tie. But the problem here, that they saw them tying on Shabbat. Said, didn't you tell us that until now you were keeping Shabbat, you're not allowed to tie on Shabbat? My yom, my yom, what happened today? You're tying your sheep. Because it was Shabbat, not because of Asiri of the month, because it was Shabbat. Therefore they asked him that question. That's what he explains here, the Perisha. But the question is, according to this Pirush of the Perisha, so we have to understand, Chaura, why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he allowed it for Am Yisrael to tie and to do Abira on Shabbat. The whole time they were in Mitzrayim, they were keeping Shabbat. Now the last Shabbat in Mitzrayim told them, it's okay to do Halul Shabbat. Why would Hashem do such a thing? He told them, it's okay. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you have to take the sheep. And the Perisha is explaining, they tie the sheep. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu told them. So why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu that it's okay to be Mechalel Shabbat? They kept it all these years. Now the last Shabbat is staying in Mitzrayim. Keep it 100%. Why he told them it's okay to be Mechalel Shabbat? You have to understand. And the matter of fact, we don't see mitzvot in the Torah that you could do them, you could do Halul Shabbat because of them. For example, we just read about the Mishkan. Even if you want to build the Mishkan, you want to do mitzvah, you're not allowed to do Halul Shabbat because of this mitzvah. Any mitzvah of the Torah, you cannot do Halul Shabbat to do that mitzvah. You cannot do it. But we have few mitzvot that they're yotzem naklal. For example, what we have here Korban Pesach. The Torah said, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, it's okay to tie, it's okay to do Halul Shabbat to bring Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach, that year of Korban Pesach, that Shana, he told them it's okay to do Halul Shabbat. But why? And not only this, we have also by Korban Tamid. Et kebe sehat ta'ase boker, pasuk said, tishmeru lekrib li bimu'ado. What does it mean, lekrib li bimu'ado? The Gemara Masechet Pesachim tells us, the krib li b'mu'ado, afilu b'shabbat. And Korban Pesach, also same thing. They were bringing Korban Pesach. Also by Korban Pesach, it says also the word b'mu'ado, and it's time. Where you see, not in Parashat Bo, it says later on by Pesach Sheni, it says in Parashat Be'alotecha, v'shamiru b'ni Yisrael t'pasach, v'ya'asu b'ni Yisrael t'pasach b'mu'ado. It says b'mu'ado. The Gemara learns also Masechet Pesachim, b'mu'ado, afilu b'shabbat. It's okay to bring Korban Pesach on Shabbat. Why? Because it says b'mu'ado. Just like Korban Tamid, you have to do it also on Shabbat. It says b'mu'ado. And also we see Brit Mila, the Pasuk said, b'yom ha-shemini yimol b'sar orlato. The eighth day, it's okay, you do Brit Mila even on Shabbat. That's the few mitzvot that we saw that they are dohim Shabbat. But any other mitzvah, even for building the Mishkan like this week's parasha, not the Hay Shabbat. What's so special about these three mitzvot that the Torah allows to do Halul Shabbat for them? And how come Kadosh Baruch Hu here, according to the Perisha, he allowed Bnei Israel and Mitzrayim to do Halul Shabbat to tie the sheep? All these things we have to understand, Be'ez Hashem, what's so special about them? Ella, we told you once that the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Re'eh, Pasuk over there talking about mitzvot ma'asir sheni. Ma'asir sheni, we all know that it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim only. Only ma'asir sheni, you separate 10%, and you eat it. It's yours, but you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. That's the mitzvah of the Torah, ma'asir sheni. And the Pasuk said, what happened if the person lives far away from Yerushalayim? It's a burden for him to carry all the fruits that he has, to carry it all the way to Yerushalayim to eat it over there. What is he going to do? Ma'aseh sheni, the fruit of 10%, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim only. A guy has a farm, it's a big burden for him. How is he going to take all the fruits and to drag it to Yerushalayim to eat it over there? He lives far. What is he going to do? What should he do? So the Pasuk gives us a solution. If the way to get to Yerushalayim is far from you, you cannot carry all this distance. Ki irhak mecha makom asher b'har Hashem Elokecha l'sum shemo sham, ki yibarcha Hashem Elokecha. And if you live in a place which is far away from Yerushalayim, that the place is far from Yerushalayim, because Hashem blessing you and extending the land of Eretz Israel, you live far away, and it's a burden for you to carry it to Yerushalayim. What should you do? And said, no problem. You do halul, you take that ma'asir sheni. He said, kol kedusha of ma'asir sheni should be transferred to coins, to money. You bring money with made out of coins, not bells, coins. And you say all the kedusha of the fruit should be transferred to the coins. And whenever you go, anyways, you have to go shalosh pa'amim b'shana, you have to go up to Aliyah Regel and three times a year. Anyways, you're going to Yerushalayim. You carry the money. It's much easier to carry the money than to carry all the fruits. That's yidu halul ma'asir shani. No problem. That's what Torah gives you solution. Comes along the Rabbi Moshe Elchech, and he explains the pasuk all the way different idea. Al derech ha-musar. He said, v'chi yirbe mecha ha-derech, you lo tuchal tse'eto. Ki yirhak mecha makom. He said, how dare you are. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he commanded you to carry the fruits from wherever you are to go and eat it in Yerushalayim. And you telling Hashem, Rabban Shalom, it's too hard for me to do it. It's too hard for you? He said, if a person did you a favor, and then that person, he asks you, please, could you please carry this for me to the second floor? What would you tell him? He saved your life. You're about to die, Habba Hasb Shalom, and he saved your life. Now he's asking, please do me a favor. Could you carry these books to my apartment? What would you do? You would run to do it for him. It's a burden for you. It's too hard for you. But he saved your life. For sure you would do it for him. So he said, if that's what you do to a human being, Hashem, how much do we owe Kadosh Baruch Hu? All the hasadin that Hashem does with us, and what is he asking from us already? Take the fruits and you eat it in Yerushalayim. What am I asking from you? You eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. And you're telling me it's too hard. It's too hard for me to carry it. He said, you should know what? If the person is going to say such a statement, that's the biggest proof. You're far away from a makom. What's a makom? They're referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're far away from serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you really love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing's hard. What's he asking you? To carry the fruit in Yerushalayim. So what? You're going to eat it also in Yerushalayim. You're not going to give it away. You eat it in Yerushalayim. How could you say it's far too hard for me? That's a siman. Kirhak mecham makom. He brings it. Obviously, he's not talking about a guy who lives very far until it's gonna reach Yerushalayim. The fruit's gonna get spoiled on the way. He's not talking about this, but the idea. We got the idea. The pasuk said, "Velo oti karata Yaakov ki agata bi Israel." Pasuk Nishaya said, "Velo oti karata Yaakov. Why ki agata bi Israel?" Said everything else that you're doing, you're not tired. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're playing, and you're doing everything. You're not tired. When it comes to learning, come to learn something, I'm tired, I want to sleep, I can't, it's too much, it's too hard. So everything else, you have the power. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to Mitzvot, you're tired. You're not serving me, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Why? Because ki agata bi Israel, when it comes to my Mitzvot, you're telling me I'm tired, it's too hard. For anything else, anything, any other pleasures that you're doing, he said, yeah, I can do it. But for my mitzvot, you're tired. You're far away. That's what the Rabbi Moshe Elchech explained. It's very big musar there is in it. But that's the idea that everyone should get from it. And that's basically what David HaMelech also he says in Sefer Tehillim. He said, Kemo chelev v'adeshen tzba'a nafshi v'sfter enanot yehallel pi. What this means, said everyone knows that it happens, you see it many times, the people that they have a store and they're selling, they have a lot of customers and the customers are coming and they're buying and they're making a lot of money. Many times they forget to eat dinner. They don't have time to eat dinner. They remember, they don't have time to eat dinner. But they're starving. They don't care about this. Now they're making money. Why? They're enjoying something. A guy is doing something, is enjoying something. At the time that he's enjoying, even though he's hungry, but he doesn't feel it. Why? Because there's something more important for him. He's enjoying something. You're right that I'm hungry, but I'm enjoying something else more. After he finishes that something, he said, oh, I'm starving, I want to eat. And until now you weren't starving? He said, I was getting pleasure with something else. David HaMelech said, Kimo chelev v'adeshen tzba' nafshi v'sfter d'ananot yehallel pi. Same way other people, if they're making money and they're getting pleasures, they forget about their hunger, they forget about to get full. Why? Because they're getting pleasure somewhere else. Said, by me, Rabban Shel Olam, when do I forget to eat? When do I forget to run after my personal stuff? When I'm learning Torah. When I'm learning Torah, I'm enjoying the Torah that much, I forget about food, I forget about everything. Why? Because I'm learning the Torah. That's what David the Melech is saying. Why? That's the same idea of what Rabbi Moshe Elchech is saying. That kirbe mecha derech. That's siman kirhak mecha makum. That's what he telling us. Now with this, we could come to the Mechilta. The Mechilta tells us in Parashat Mishpatim, the Pasuk says over there, that Sheshet yamin ta'aseh ma'asecha, ubayom shebi'i tishbot. 6 days you could work, and on Shabbat you have to rest. Why? Lema'an yanuach shorecha v'hamorecha, v'innafesh ben amatecha v'hager. So your animals should rest. So what does mean, lema'an yanuach shorecha v'hamorecha? Your animals should rest. You already told me. Na'asir tadibrot. That what? That lo ta'aseh kol ma'ata, u'mencha, u'techa, u'amdecha, v'amatecha, v'shorecha, v'hamorecha, v'chol b'yamtecha. You told me this. Wait, second time. Lema'an yanuach shorecha v'hamorecha. What is this? זה comes here the מחילתה למען ינוח שורך וחמורך הוסיף לו הכתוב נייח אחד להיות תולש מן הקרקע ואוכל. The Torah allows the behema to cut the grass from the ground and eat it and enjoy its food. The מחילתה אתה אומר לקח בה ואינו אלא יחבשנו בתוך ביתו. Maybe the pasuk meant that you have to take the behema and close it in one place so it shouldn't go out to the field. Why? Because you're scared it might cut the grass. And to cut the grass, it's melacha. Are you allowed to cut the grass on Shabbat? You're not allowed to. So same thing, you have to make sure your behema doesn't do that abira. Maybe that's what the pasuk man said. No. Amarta, in zin niyah, ila tsa'ar. Talmud lomar, leman yanuach shorecha v'hamorecha. Hosif lo katub od niyah ehad liyot tolesh min hakarka ve'ochel. The Torah comes here a second time and tells us, Liman Yanuach, if you're going to tell the behema, if you're going to close it in one place and bring it food, why? Because you do not want the behema to cut the grass and eat. He said that the behema is going to have tsar. The pleasure of the behema is to cut the grass from the ground and eat it. That's when the behema enjoys it. Like the Pasuk said, Parashat the Balak, said, Kilhoch Hashor Etiere Kasadeh. The shor, he enjoys it when he cuts it by himself. He cuts it and eats it. That's his pleasure. So here, the pasuk said, you have to let him enjoy the Shabbat, onik Shabbat. How is he going to have onik Shabbat? Let him do it. It's a sur, it's tolesh. The pasuk said, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, tau b'mtecha. How could he do it? He said, no. Leman yanuach, the Torah emphasizes here a second time, leman yanuach, you have to make him rest. If you're going to close him in one place, it's not a tsar for him. The pleasure for him is to do it, to cut it. Even though Zug is sore, that's his pleasure. So the Mefarshim, they say, this is something beautiful, Pirush, they said, if that's what the Torah allows the behema to do abira, it's cutting the grass now on Shabbat, it's abira. But that's its pleasure. So he said, if the Torah allows such a thing, the man anuach, natan lo kadosh baruch hu niyach ehad, liyot tolesh min hakarka ve'ochel, it's okay for the behemah to do it. He said, kal v'chomer, for a human being, if a person is enjoying doing mitzvah, any of the mitzvot of a kadosh baruch hu, if he's enjoying doing that mitzvah, even though that mitzvah involves in halul Shabbat, it should have been mutar. Just like the behema. I would have thought you have to close the behema on the side. Don't let it cut the grass. But the pasuk said, no, it's okay. Why? Because that's its enjoyment. So if the person's enjoyment is to do the mitzvot, then it's okay to do any mitzvah also on Shabbat. But the problem is, not everyone reaches that level to do all the mitzvot b'simcha. If he's doing the mitzvah b'simcha, then he can do it even on Shabbat. He can do it. Why? Just like the behemah, kal v'chomer behemah. If the Torah allows for the behemah to do it, you could also do it. Ella, the Torah did not allow it for a human being. Why? Because not everyone is at the same level. Probably one person, two person, hadu per se mokatub, that he's enjoying the keeping the mitzvot of Hashem. Therefore, the Torah did not want to allow it. However, the Mefarshim explained, said by mitzvot brit milah, the pasuk said, "Sas anochi al emratecha ke Moshe shalal Rab." And the Gemara Masechet Shabbat of Kuf Lamed, the Gemara tells us over there that kol mitzvah, any mitzvah at Am Israel, they did besimcha, they accepted it besimcha, they're still doing it besimcha. Like what? The Gemara said, like mitzvah Brit Milah. The pasuk said, "Sas anochi al emratecha." Everyone's happy doing the mitzvah of Brit Milah. So if that's the case, therefore, the Gemara said all the times, Am Israel, they still keep Mitzvat Brit Milah. Religious, not religious, everyone keeps Mitzvat Brit Milah. Why? Because they kept it from the beginning, Bismcha. They adain mekayimim ota Bismcha. They still do it Bismcha. That's what the Gemara tells us over there, Masechet Shabbat. So if that's the case, Mitzvat Milah, yes, is Duha Shabbat. Why is it Duha Shabbat? Because the Torah is witnessing on us that by Mitzvat Milah, everyone's happy doing the Milah. So if everyone's happy doing the Brit Milah, so such a Mitzvah, even though it involves Halut Shabbat, it's okay, you can do it on Shabbat. The Torah allows it. Therefore, the Torah allows to do Brit Milah even on Shabbat. Even though you do Abira, Hayyub na Torah for it. But still, the Torah allows it. Why? Because Am Yisrael, they do it Bismcha. That's the Mitzvah of Brit Milah. There's also Mitzvah of Korbanot Tzibur. Who brings Korbanot Tzibur? The Kohanim, Beit HaMikdash. Kohanim, Beit HaMikdash, all of them, they're doing everything Bismcha. Over the Kohanim's Rizim, they do everything Bismcha, and they know that with their actions, they're bringing Shefa from Hashemayim. So they do it Bismcha, it's okay to do it on Shabbat. And by Korban Pesach, also Am Yisrael, they experienced the first Korban Pesach, they saw a lot of miracles Hashem did with them. So if that's the case, the Torah said, it's okay, you are allowed to tie the sheep on Shabbat. It's okay to tie it on Shabbat. Why? Because since that you're enjoying doing that mitzvah, you're enjoying doing the mitzvah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah said, that's not abira for you, it's not melacha. The Torah said, lo ta'aseh kol melacha. If you're going to prevent such a person from doing the mitzvah on Shabbat, it's going to be tzar for him. Just like the behema. The behema said, if you're going to tie the behema on the side, not to be tolesh and eat, it's tzar for the behema. The Torah said, b'an yanuah. If the behema has to rest. So for us also, yes, also you have to rest. What kind of rest? It's not melacha for us. If the person really enjoys keeping the mitzvot of Hashem, he doesn't have pleasure by not doing the mitzvah. Adrabah, his pleasure is by doing the mitzvah, by doing rason of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, the Torah said, yes, you could do it also on Shabbat. That's what Hakim they tell us. Therefore, mitzvot Pesach is Duha Shabbat. Why? Because since that the first Korban Pesach they brought, they were so happy, Am Israel. They're just waiting for mitzvah, how to do kibbechol, how to pay kibbechol a little bit to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Torah allows it. You are allowed to tie the sheep also on Shabbat. Why? Because they have a simcha with this. And with this, maybe you could understand. Therefore, they call it Shabbat HaGadol. Why they call it Shabbat HaGadol? Because to teach us the ma'ala that Am Israel reached at the time before the last Shabbat, before they left Mitzrayim, even though Pesach of the Dorot, no such thing. You're not allowed to do Halot Shabbat for to tie it on Shabbat. Only Korban Pesach itself, you can do it on Shabbat. But to tie it, to prepare, you cannot. But if by Pesach of Mitzrayim, the Torah allows it. Why the Torah allows it? Because Am Israel, they were in such a high level, the Torah said it's okay for you to do Halul Shabbat, and that last Shabbat, why? Because really it's not Halul Shabbat. It's not called Melacha for you. Why? Because if you're not going to do it, it's going to be Tzar. The Torah says, L'man yanuah. So you have to rest also. Therefore, the Torah allows it. Therefore, it's called Shabbat HaGadol to teach us the Ma'alat Am Israel they reached back then. And with this, we could understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ach et Shabbatotai Tshmoru. What does Ach et Shabbatotai Tshmoru? Rashi said, Achim Verakin Ba'in Lema'ait. That you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. We said, why do I need a Pasuk at all? I don't need a Pasuk. Why? Because anyways, the Mishkan is only Aseh. And Shabbat is Aseh and Lot Aseh. In Aseh, Duhay Lot Aseh V'Aseh. So even without a Pasuk, I know that you cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbat. But based on what we just explained, Am Israel, there was such a high level. The Torah allows it for them to tie the sheep on Shabbat. Why? Because that's their pleasure. That's their pleasure, so the Torah allows it. So if that's the case, I would have thought, if there's no such a pasuk, I would have thought, it's okay for Am Israel to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Why? Because since that they were on such a high level, Am Israel, they're happy of doing the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person who's happy to do the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would have thought, yeah, they could build it also on Shabbat. Even though it involves Surah Shabbat, that's not called Melacha. Just like the behemah could cut the grass on Shabbat and eat, also the human being, also the same thing. Therefore, the Torah said, "Ach et Shabbatotai Tshmoru." What's ach? To tell me, even though this hashbonot, you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. And we said, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, by our parasha, he did not tell Am Yisrael, Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru? He said, you know why? Because the Zohar Kadosh tells us that in the beginning of Parashat Vayakel, that really Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan when he went up to Har Sinai. We said last week, 2 weeks ago, at the Tanad Be'Eliyahu brings down that the moment that Am Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma' by Matan Torah, Miyad Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Asulim Mekdash, right away. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told Am Yisrael that about the Mishkan, when did he tell them about the Mishkan? After Yom Kippurim. That means, in between Am Yisrael did Avon Aigel. Before Am Yisrael did Avon Aigel, you need to tell me Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. Why? Because without the word Ach, I would have thought it's okay to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Why it's okay to build it on Shabbat? Why? Because it's not a sur for them. It's not melacha. That's their pleasure, the keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it involves of melacha. Because it's not melacha. Not because Aseh Dohei Lo Ta'aseh Ve'aseh. There's no sur here. There's no Lo Ta'aseh. Why? Because that's their pleasure. Just like the Ma'ani Anuach. Shorecha V'chamorecha. So before, you needed the pasuk. It said, Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu, in our parasha, he came to tell Am Yisrael, he did not need to tell them Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. Why? Because, anyways, Mechetete, from where are you going to learn that it's okay to build the Mishkan on Shabbat? The Mishkan is only Aseh, Shabbat is Aseh, velo Ta'aseh. Obviously, you cannot build it on Shabbat. You do not need to tell them Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, in this parasha, he didn't tell them Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. He only brought them that smichut, one parasha to the other parasha, to teach that anyan. But the limud of Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, this he did not need to pass it on to Am Yisrael. Why? Because in between the tzivui of Hashem and when Moshe Rabbeinu commanding Am Yisrael, in the middle, in between, Am Yisrael did Avon Aigel. So they came down from their level. Now they're not in that level that they should be able to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. So if that's the case, they do not need Limud for it. Therefore, he did not tell them Ach Shabbat Utai Tshmuru. But the whole Limud that we say, what we're learning from here, that you see the Ma'ara of Am Yisrael, that they were in such a high level, Am Yisrael, and the Torah allows it for them. The Torah said that the Torah allows Korban Pesach to take it and tie it on Shabbat. Torah allows Brit Milah to do it also on Shabbat. Why? Because everyone's happy with this mitzvot. Therefore, they call Shabbat Gadol. The proof that was allowed for it on Shabbat Gadol. Why? Because the Am Yisrael was on such a high level. Therefore, they call it Shabbat Gadol to remind us of the Madrigah that we were in Mitzrayim, the last Shabbat we were in Mitzrayim. That it doesn't mean that all the Shabbatot we kept and the last Shabbat we did not keep. We also kept the last Shabbat. Last Shabbat was even the highest Shabbat that we kept. Why? Because that Melacha of tying wasn't called Melacha for us. It was our pleasure. So therefore, it wasn't called Melacha. That teaches the Ma'ara of Am Yisrael. That's therefore, Be'ezer Hashem, we should all pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all the time serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezer Hashem B'Simcha. Ul'avdo Be'emet U'Belubav Shalem. Abdut Hashem B'Simcha. Nizkei Be'ezer Hashem. B'Nisan Negalo B'Nisan Atalim Negael. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshe Omer. Asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekot Yisrael. Lefichach.